live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there's been a staggering 145% increase in speed detections in Donegal. Some progress has been made to improve the current Letterkenny to North Inishowen bus service. The Donegal Youth Service has joined in calls for the Health Minister to set minimum alcohol pricing. The Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation have welcomed a 41% increase of mackerel quota for 2020. And three Donegal fishermen have been honoured today, won posthumously at the National Bravery Awards. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, Leo Varadkar has said no British MPs should assume they will get another Brexit extension if the withdrawal agreement is voted down. The House of Commons will have its say on the proposed deal tomorrow, with the numbers very tight. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
EU leaders are leaving Brussels after 2 days in which they hammered out a Brexit deal with Boris Johnson. Attention now turns to London and whether or not the Prime Minister can get that deal done. Last-minute talks are ongoing with anyone he thinks would support the agreement, with the Commons' arithmetic incredibly tight. This afternoon, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar moved to put more pressure on MPs, saying this is the final offer.
It is. I cannot see the European Union coming back again for another set of negotiations. I really can't.
Not everyone believes that, of course. It has been said before. Leo Varadkar also tried to pour cold water on the chances of an extension if the deal is voted down.
I don't think any MP voting tomorrow should make the assumption that there would be unanimity for an extension.
By this time tomorrow evening, we should know whether there's a deal or a no-deal Brexit is still on the cards. Sean Defoe in Brussels.
Some progress has been made to improve the current Letterkenny to North Inishowen bus service. Following a key meeting today, Local Link has agreed to reinstate all services from Mobile to Letterkenny and is willing to connect that to Greencastle. It's also been confirmed that McGonagall coaches will add an afternoon route from Bonkronnet to Clonmany. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says while both operators are doing their best to facilitate people, he believes that the buck ultimately stops with the National Transport Authority. He believes that outstanding issues cannot be resolved until the NTA step in.
The big problem is the difference in fare. You're paying €13 a turn for students from Carndonagh and Clonmany, whereas €6 for Local Link from Mobile. Local Link, the maximum they can charge is €6, but they are funded by government and grant-aided, whereas McGonagall's private operators have no subsidy, so they have to charge commercial rates. So this goes back to, we need a meeting with the National Transport Authority. They've made these decisions and they need to intervene and try and find a solution here.
I know before going into that meeting it had been anticipated that Local Link hopefully may have been in a position to take over the service in its entirety. Was that proposal put forward and how was it heard?
Yes, Local Link confirmed today that they would have been in a position to operate all of the routes. But the National Transport Authority made a portion of the routes that were previously operated by Northwest Busways. So a portion of them were offered to the successful commercial operator McGonagall's buses, but with no financial subsidy. So they have to charge a commercial rate. And that's why you have this big gap between the two fares from Mobile, operated by Northwest Busways, operated by Local Link now, and by Carndonagh to Letterkenny, operated by the commercial operator. It's basically the National Transport Authority have made a mess of this. That's who we need to meet with next. I've requested that meeting now 4 or 5 days ago, and we're going to keep pushing for that to try and find a solution that's fair to everybody across the Inishowen connecting to Letterkenny.
Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy Charlie McConloch has welcomed Local Link's commitment to reassess the timetables, but also says intervention from the NTA is needed.
The key issues that were discussed were the issue of the need for connectivity right across the peninsula, particularly from the Glenelg, Kildare, Mallon, Carndona-Clamanagh area linking into the services going to Letterkenny. Also, the other issue addressed was the issue of fares and dual fares and the high increase that some people using the bus service in those areas are experiencing. So Local Link have undertook, coming out of the meeting, reassess the timetables to try and ensure that there are connecting services put in place so that there will be uniform services available to Letterkenny from the north of the peninsula and throughout the peninsula. And they're also looking at how that can be, how the cost issue can be addressed as part of that as well. So Local Link are now going to revert back to the public representatives and engage further with the National Transport Authority as to how a uniform service can be provided.
A national slowdown day, 131 vehicles have so far been caught speeding since 7 o'clock this morning. Gardaí and Go Safe have checked the speed of over 55,000 motorists, with a driver detected travelling at 119 km per hour in a 100 km per hour zone near Ballintraw, while a truck has also been caught speeding on the N13 in Eugene Cunningham. Recent figures show that Garda speed detections in Donegal are up by a staggering 145%, while mobile phone usage behind the wheel is up 89% and seatbelt non-compliance up 47%. The data is for the first 8 months of this year compared to the same period in 2018 and excludes GoSafeFone detections. Donegal Inspector Michael Harrison is appealing to drivers to slow down.
Statistics have showed a worrying increase in non-compliance with what we would call lifesaver offences. Bearing in mind I have exactly the same amount of road policing personnel on the road. We've seen, for drink driving, we've seen a 25% increase in drink driving for speed, and this is on the day of Operation Slowdown. Our speed detections from January to August of this year are up 145%. So that's a very, very worrying increase. That's not the GoSafe hands, that's excluding the GoSafe hands. That's members of the Garda Síochána corner on the road doing speed checks. So on this day, would ask the people just please slow down.
Is the increase owing to the fact maybe that more Gardaí are out and about policing the roads and getting these detections, or do you feel it is a case that people have increased in doing these kind of illegal activities?
That's a question I've been trying to get to the bottom of, because I have the same amount of personnel as I had for the same period last year. But we have seen a very, very worrying increase in drunk driving in this county, and we have seen an increase in the non-compliance with the other lifesaver offences. The mobile phone detections, they're up. They're up significantly as well. They're up 89% from January to August, and it's our road deaths nationally. Up to the end, the 16th of August, 117 people have died in our roads. That's an increase of 5 in the same period. And this is what we're trying to prevent, is road death, the serious injury collisions. And the only way that's going to happen is if people slow down.
A suspect has been arrested in County Louth as part of an investigation into alleged money laundering of €29 million. It's believed a crime gang in the border region is transferring large sums of money to bank accounts overseas in a VAT fraud operation. Owen Murphy reports.
In September 2016, Gardaí started a multi-agency investigation into a multi-million euro VAT carousel fraud. This involves more than one jurisdiction and multiple suppliers. Funds were identified going through bank accounts linked to companies in Ireland and the North under the control of an organised crime gang. A man and a woman had previously been arrested in May and August. And yesterday, another suspect was taken to Dundalk Garda station, but was released without charge. A file is being prepared for the DPP and investigations are ongoing.
Ireland's mackerel quota is to be increased by 41% for 2020. The quota has been raised to 78,000 tonnes, an increase of over 22,000 compared to 2019. These changes come after a review of mackerel quotas by the International Council for the Exploration of the Sea. Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation CEO Sean O'Donoghue says it's a timely and welcome development.
We anticipated an increase last year, but unfortunately there were scientific errors made in the thing, and we made it clear at the time that the scientific advice wasn't right, and we have been proven right now that they had to revise the advice for this year in May of this year already, and now we have enough order increase for next year. So this is good news for for the pelagic fishermen, fish mackerel.
And it does come at a time, doesn't it? We do understand that fishermen here locally have fished quite a good bit of mackerel to date because of that uncertainty surrounding Brexit.
At the start of the year, because we were led to believe that Brexit was going to happen on the 29th of March, and what the fishermen did, and I can't blame them for doing this. I would have done the same thing myself. They couldn't take a chance that they wouldn't have access after the 29th of March into UK waters, so they fished all of their mackerel at the start of the year. Normally there would be about 30 or 40% left for this time of the year, but that didn't happen this year because of the uncertainty around Brexit.
Setting minimum alcohol prices would protect young people. That's the message from students who want Health Minister Simon Harris to enact the act that was passed last year. The Public Health Alcohol Bill is being introduced in stages, with the promotion of alcohol within 200 metres of schools to be banned from next month. There are plans to bring in minimum pricing by the end of the year. Grainne McGlynn, Mayor of the Donegal Youth Council, says that needs to happen.
For me as a young person, it's more about protecting the youth and about helping them to grow in a safer environment and not having to have so much problems in relation to drink. Because obviously there's a bad relationship between people and drink in this country, and I think that by emphasising these points that we can stop the younger generation.
Three Donegal fishermen have been honoured today, won posthumously at the National Bravery Awards with bronze medals and certificates of bravery. 20 National Bravery Awards, including one posthumous honour, were presented at a ceremony today at Farmley House in the Phoenix Park at Dublin. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Brothers James Gallagher Sr. and Mickey Red Michael Gallagher and their late father Michael Gallagher Sr. were lobster fishing one night in August 1956 on their half-decker Irene. They saw a long flat-bottom boat known as a punt arrive in the water at Rowan Inish, about 4 miles off the coast of Portneau. 18 passengers were on board the punt, mainly young children, and none of them were wearing life jackets. As a breeze picked up, their punt took on water and the passengers retreated to the stern of the punt, swamping the outboard engine. Within seconds, all passengers were in the water. As the Gallaghers tried to calm the situation, they got a rope and towed the yacht to safety, all the while scanning the water for more survivors. 13 people were rescued by the fishermen that day. For their actions, all three were each awarded a bronze medal and certificate of bravery. Michael Gallagher Sr. was awarded a posthumous bronze medal and certificate of bravery.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny. Christmas Club now open. Shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with League of Ireland Soccer. Fun Harps play Waterford United tonight in their final home game of the regular Premier Division season. Kick-off is at 8 o'clock at Finn Park. We'll have live updates tonight as from the start time there with Dermot Doherty here on Highland. And with the playoffs on the horizon, Fun Harps boss Ollie Horgan is expected to make several changes tonight and indeed for the next game against Derry City as well. In those playoffs, Harps will meet either Cabinteely or Drogheda. They start their series of games this evening as well. Whoever Harps meet, Ollie Horgan knows that they will be difficult opposition.
Cabinteely is serious talent. Probably Kieran Marty Waters is the best player in the first division and would be one of the best players in the Premier Division had he stayed in that division. It wouldn't surprise me if they came through with Drogheda. There's very little between us and Drogheda last year in the first division, as there was between us and Cabinteely. And Cabinteely have improved as well. They'll be a handful for Drogheda. I'd say it's very, very difficult to call, and either one will be very confident going into play us of turning us over, and we need to get ourselves right to try and make a game of that.
Also tonight, Bohemians can secure European football. Keith Longside will book a place in the Europa League qualifiers if they avoid defeat to St Pat's. Champions Dundalk go to Cork City and UCD host Shamrock Rovers at Belfield. Derry City are not involved until Saturday evening. They are chasing that fourth European place and they are away to Sligo Rovers. One game tonight, the Premiership of the Irish League. Larne play Glentoran, but the side from the North West will feature tomorrow. Institute, who are second from bottom with one win from 10 games, are hosting third place Cliftonville. and a top of the table clash. Coleraine, who are second on the table and 3 points behind the Crusaders, will go to play Crews tomorrow. Other local soccer to come over the weekend. 2 games in the FAI Intermediate Cup on Sunday. Bunnygee United play Fannage United, and the big one is in Cockhill as Celtic host Letterkenny Rovers. Well, there's also a full programme of FAI Junior Cup games to be played on Sunday as well. But our main focus of attention on Sunday sport is going to come from the Gaelic Games world and the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship final, which sees Niamh Connell take on Gweedore. It's a repeat of last year's decider, where Gweedore won their first title since 2006, and Niamh Connell ended up losing back-to-back finals. They're hoping it's not going to be 3 finals in a row for the men from Glenties. Gary McDade has won the Dr. Maguire Cup on 3 occasions with Glenn Swilly. So how does he see this one go at the weekend?
Niamh Connell, I suppose Tom will be wanting a repeat of what went on last year in the final, and obviously the year before, scoring 4 points and won 7. I think it was 17 points Gweedore ended up getting against them last year, so they'll be looking to turn it around in their own favour this year.
Most people have Gweedore as the favourites. Do you give Niamh Connell a chance?
Funny, the further out from the game I was giving them 0 chance, so it was, and the closer it comes to the game now, when I started to write things down and do out matchups and stuff, and I'm giving them definitely more of a shot than I was, say, 2 weeks ago after the semi-finals were over. Glenties are hoping for complacency in Gweedore's part, so they are. They're hoping that everything that they do in the day comes off. They're hoping that their attacks to scores ratio is going to be the highest that it has been all year. They need a lot of things to fall into place for them. Probably ideally, when I was thinking about this at the time, it was ideal draw for Gweedore in the semi-final Kilcare. I think if Gweedore had got possibly Unions or Glenties in the semi-final, they could have possibly been caught. Glenties could have caught them in the semi-final. But I think now they got over Kilcare, they got their game up for Kilcare, they had to get up for Kilcare, and I think now they're in the final, they're just not going to let it slip.
Gary McDade with his thoughts on Niamh Connell against Gweedore this coming weekend. The match, of course, starts on Sunday at 4 o'clock and we'll have full live match coverage as from the throw-in. We'll also have the build-up as well. You'll not miss a thing from Ballybuffet on Sunday Sport. This coming weekend, I'll be joined by Martin McHugh and Brendan Kilcoyne, plus others. Not forgetting about the Senior B decider. Kilcare are taking on St. Eunan's. That one starts at 1:45 on Sunday afternoon. And just like in Donegal, the Senior decider in Derry is taking place this weekend. Glen are up against Maharafelt. Glen are contesting a first ever county final, while Maharafelt will compete in their first decider since 1983. For Waddy Grahams, Connor Glass is back from Australia. Here's Michael McMullen of the County Derry Post.
He is definitely home, and Glen PRO Connor Malloy, I would have to say, a very efficient man at that. Sent through his Glen's pen picks this week for the paper, and Connor Glass is mugshot in the middle of it. So that's definitely a big story to talk about this week. Will he start, will he not? My gut feeling, Tom, is that he won't, because, number one, Glen have got to the final on merit. They've got a very strong bench, which has got them here. So why would they even think about starting Conor Glass? I think he is there. He's going to be part of the panel. He's very close to all the players because he grew up with them. And maybe it's a case of mind games where hopefully people will talk more about Conor Glass, and it might dilute the sort of razzmatazz and the attention of Glen playing in the first final. From a selfish point of view, I hope he stays at home and Rory Gallagher gets a hold of his passport and doesn't let him go back, because I'd love to see him stay. And I think most of the people in Derry would love to see him stay as well.
Be interesting to see if Conor Glass will feature for Glen and that senior decider in Derry on Sunday. The intermediate final is also on for Glen, are up against Clody. That's the first of the game of the doubleheader at Celtic Park starting at 2 o'clock. There's more from Michael McMullen on those Derry finals, and indeed the thoughts of Eamon Burns as well, now available in the sports section of highlandradio.com. On to the Ulster front, Northwest Counties have sides in action over the weekend. On Saturday, Galbally of Tyrone are playing in the intermediate club championship first round against Grange off Armagh. Also on Saturday in the Junior Club Championship quarter-final, it's Glack of Derry against Rock of Tyrone at Owen Beg tomorrow night starting at 7. And then on Sunday at the Athletic Grounds in County Armagh, it's the Junior Club Championship as the Donegal champions Buncrana start their provincial campaign against Collegeland off Armagh. That one throws in on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Now to rugby, Jonathan Sexton is expecting a tough physical challenge against the All Blacks in tomorrow's World Cup quarterfinal. Ireland have won 2 of the last 3 meetings of the sides, with November 69 triumph the most recent. Sexton says discipline will be vital tomorrow morning in Tokyo.
You know, some of the yellow cards that were given out, some of the things that were missed would now be red. So I don't think that they probably weren't intentional at the time, but if they happen now, you know, there'd be bigger consequences. So I don't think it'll happen again. I think they had a game where they went down to 14 against Australia, so I'm sure their discipline will be very, very good on the day.
Locally in rugby, there's a big North West derby tomorrow in All-Ireland League Division 2C. City of Derry play Oma. We'll have action from that one tomorrow at Judges Road with Alec McDonald. Letterkenny have a home tie in Championship 3 against Hollywood, and Strabane are playing Belfast High School former pupils. In the National Senior Championships in Dublin this weekend, in boxing, we're going to have 4 fighters from the North West set for action. Matthew McCall, Oran Shields and Michael McConaughey, all of Illies, along with 2 Castles, Jude Gallagher, are set to see some ring action on Saturday. The competition's going to continue through until Friday the 8th of November. The LYT Donegal are looking to continue their good start to Division 1 of the National League tomorrow. They're playing the Sligo All-Stars at the Foyle Arena in Derry. That one tips off at 4. Finally, in cricket, Ireland have beaten Hong Kong by 8 wickets in their Group B opener at the T20 Cricket World Cup qualifiers. Next up for the Irish is a clash with the United Arab Emirates, and that is tomorrow afternoon. Finally, just a reminder, Harps against Waterford. Live updates tonight on Highland as from the 8 o'clock kickoff time with Jim Doherty. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And weather now, some bright spells and occasional showers this evening. Some of the showers will be heavy and possibly thundery. Showers will become isolated for a time early tonight, with long dry spells developing. Minimum temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees and light to moderate, occasionally fresh northwest breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Leo Varadkar has said no British MPs should assume they will get another Brexit extension if the withdrawal agreement is voted down. The House of Commons will have its say in the proposed deal tomorrow, with the numbers very tight. Some progress has been made to improve the current Letterkenny to North Inishowen bus service. Following a key meeting today, Local Link has agreed to reinstate all services from Mobile to Letterkenny and is willing to connect that to Greencastle. It's also been confirmed that McGonagall coaches will add an afternoon route from Buncrana to Clonmany. A national slowdown day, 131 vehicles have so far been caught speeding since 7 o'clock this morning. Gardaí and GoSafe have detected the speed of over 55,000 motorists, with a driver detected travelling at 119 km per hour in a 100 km per hour zone near Ballintra, and a truck has been caught speeding on the N13 in Newton Cunningham. And the Donegal Youth Council have joined in calls for minimum alcohol prices. Students across the country believe this will protect young people and are urging the Health Minister to enact the act that was passed last year. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahasa Colm Ferriter and Shalin, the Priestkelty Air Highland Radio, Taglorn Gaelic Glacu Lehiratish Yontish, O Clubbana at Common Luchlas Gael, at a Clariha Le Fondurak Joseph MacDonough Lehide Scheme Yavilis and E. Jag. Tajontas de Suis Le Cui Sharke Gulia Euros and Omlan Foil Le Caihiv Shonskalal and Club, a current scheme in the Changa Contossi, Sa Club Fobble, Ashina Changa a Chanart. Mar Hampla, Corti, Buin, Gilliga, Achrahu, Siva, Jelina, Ashtru, na Lord, na Drudaska, Alshu, Tabresha, Gushaska, Club, Commonwealth Scale, Clarahe, Lessons Game, Quiga, Olu, Quig, Club, Jeg, and Hondigun, and all, Leshesher, Aku, Sa, Geltocht. Bei an agriacht fasiacta mishna ector chartle kela da grenu bliantul mehel mishnach an araclan gidor and yelter chir connell and jerry shartan yasha as grupa now politiacta e mishna atamer aim aku fibana ecnomiacta agus socialta a nigeltacta a leidu. Agus ta iha kiol agus dramiacta leveon an cedin sha hoginye an catrula is fi den vi eg araclan and grianan con Kaliru a yenav an vanskol lan gilige cholish ali a one you fi hivliano hin and shahan lecher kennen. Kurhut huslan a kaliri hit and shin ega hokta clog tronona. Agus glak geligori ar fodden doin parch an kora yavilis and nijeg lilin the shartin ya sha hart as factus ejerna shunta e cora an ní jegs bíon idir grúpi geiliga agus geiltachta comin tríu level scolana clubana comin lúchla scéil curcal cora agus stáisiún radio crevaha conru na geiliga agus goliór grúpi pobl ela ar fod na crinia páirt a glacu conan cora as fudja sa geiliga a winche ma agus as féidir air an idir lín agus sin mochud eilig goliér slán agus banacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, October the 18th. The death has taken place of Robert Neely, Glasgow, Scotland, formerly of Tiny Kilmacrenan, viewing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Funeral service in Letcher Presbyterian Church at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Nora O'Donnell, Derry Fad, Creaslaw. Nora's remains are reposing at her late residence. Family flowers only, please donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Harkin funeral directors. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Bridie McDermott, Nae McCain, late of 51 Lisnafin Park, Strabane, and formerly of Legford Drum. Remains reposing at her daughter and son-in-law Geraldine and Liam Brown's home, Listillion Letterkenny. Fiona leaving her daughter's home tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred in London of Cathy Ann Kerr, formerly Tubberkeen Dunlow. Remains will repose at her parents' home in Tubberkeen this evening from 6 o'clock, rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. House private from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass on Sunday at 12 noon in St. Cronus Church Dunlow, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Kathleen Grant, a Hilly Buncrana. Remains reposing at her sister Eileen's residence, 32 Sleevesnacht, Buncrana. Funeral from there at 10:15 tomorrow morning, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. And the death has taken place of Joe O'Donnell, Ballandrate, Bombeg, Gidor and Capri Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at his residence in Ballandrate, Bombeg, Gidor. Removal to St Mary's Church, Derrybeg this evening for 7 o'clock Mass. Funeral Mass will take place at St Mary's Church, Derrybeg tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery.